I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. We are so happy to welcome to the studio today. Welcome back to the studio, Trampled by Turtles. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
And you guys are playing tonight for the Homegrown Music Festival. People are lined up as we speak down at Clyde Iron. I think it's true.
What are you doing?
They want to make sure they get tickets because I think 3 o'clock is when they go on sale. So we actually have to make this short because I need to get down there. So I hope that's okay. but thanks so much for coming in, guys. It's been just a big year for you. And last week, you guys were on Letterman, which was very exciting for the city of Duluth. Was it as exciting for you as it was for us?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know how exciting it was for you, but it was pretty exciting for us. We were nervous, but it was fun, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did it go? Was it...
I think it went well.
I mean, the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, we could tell it went well from watching. You know, there were viewing parties in Duluth. This is how excited we were about it.
We were very flattered. Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Like, all the people were great to us. I mean, Letterman and Paul Schaefer and the whole gang were great. And a very professional operation they have going on over there.
Great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now, did Dave chat with you afterwards?
Yeah, a little bit after we were done playing.
Okay.
He stood there and talked to us for a little bit, but it was, I don't know. We were nervous and it went by really fast, and then we were done and we were out of there before I even really knew what happened.
You know? Yeah, I'm sure that's what it's like when you're doing something like that.
For sure.
Goes so fast. Well, it was a lot of fun to see you guys. And
thanks.
A lot of Duluth pride there. A lot of Duluth pride. Well, let's hear a song. You guys have a brand new... Actually, I should introduce everybody. Dave Simonette, who has been talking there. Dave Carroll on banjo, Tim Saxhog on bass, Ryan Young on fiddle, and Eric Berry is here on mandolin. Brand new album out called Stars and Satellites just came out last month. And I'm assuming that you're going to start with something from that. Is that safe to assume?
Yeah, that is safe. Oh, somebody else said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody else...
What's the question?
I'm assuming that you're going to start with something from Stars and Satellites. Is that safe to assume?
Apparently, 1 second.
All right, we're getting some microphones set up here, fixing the cords there.
There I am.
Oh, there you are.
Yep.
There
okay.
you are.
We'll give it a shot.
All right, which one are you going to play?
It's called Midnight on the Interstate. Late night, midnight on the interstate, and I didn't feel so great until I saw the city, and I was younger and open like a child. And man, it's been a while since I felt that way. The more and more I hesitate, 'cause I don't know. Happy birthday, you didn't want to celebrate. I was an hour late, and you fell apart. Mostly sober, sometimes I change my mind, and I don't have the time. No, we never do. Love and love and nothing else.
all I need.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone.
Melancholy in this album. I mean, you've always had, and I like melancholy, so I'm not saying that in a bad
way. We've always been sad.
Yeah. But is that fair to say that this album has a little more melancholy?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely.
Where did that come from, do you think? Worked at the time?
Sadness. it's just been kind of a very interesting year for all of us, and it was a lot of kind of a period of reflection before writing the songs on the record, and that's just what came out. You know, it's kind of funny how things happen. Like in writing, for me anyway, a lot of it seems really unconscious, and things just kind of flow out, and then later on, once it's all kind of put together, I can look back and say, "Wow, I guess that's what that was about." You know, didn't even know when I did it.
It's so. kind of your way of working out what's going on without even knowing.
Absolutely, it's very therapeutic.
And I wonder, because last time you were here was a couple of years ago. It was just before Palomino was released, and you had a lot of success with that album, and you had already been busy and playing a lot of festivals and all of that stuff, and things got even more busy. So it amazes me that you even have time for the reflection does it affect your creative process at all when you have so much more going on with the band?
Yeah, I think it probably does. But I also think that the busier we stay playing music, I mean, the more your mind is in kind of that music place, you know, and you just stay in that vibe. And that's kind of how you express yourself when you're really busy with music, is with music, you know. And I find that on long periods of not touring or whatever, those are very rare for us, but when they do happen, I almost feel less creative. I think that you just get caught up in everyday, your other parts of your life, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think the busier we are, the more I usually write.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you guys spend a lot of time together, so.
And there's long drives between towns, so there's plenty of time to get it done.
Yeah. Definitely. And Ryan, I just want to say I really enjoy your fiddle on this album and in that particular that song, and also in Alone. There's just some just lovely, lovely parts that I really enjoy on the album. And also you do some other strings as well, viola. And tell me, what's a viola da gamba?
It's basically a cello. It's from a different family, though. It has six strings rather than four. Mm-hmm. And it also has frets.
Okay. So where'd you pick that up?
It's a hideous looking thing, actually.
It's weird.
But it sounds lovely.
Yeah, it sounds great.
And you also played the saw. Which song did you play the saw on? I missed that.
Beautiful.
Okay, okay.
It's quiet and in the background, but it's there.
Okay, cool. Kind of like you, right?
Right.
I don't even know you. I don't know why I even said that.
You're on fire right now.
But beautiful album, and you guys made it near Duluth.
Yeah, pretty close.
In a cabin, but you know, nowadays when you say cabin, you know.
Yeah, calling that place a cabin is being pretty liberal with the word.
Although I call it a lodge.
Yeah, lodge, house. It's a home, really. It's a beautiful home.
That actually is a good description for it, because it's got the logs and stuff, but inside it looks just, there's a picture of it here in the album artwork. How did you get hooked up with that place?
We wanted to record close to Eric, who lives in between here and Two Harbors, because his family had just expanded. They just had another child, and we needed to be close by. So, you know, looking around in between Duluth and Two Harbors, there's not a wealth of recording studios available. So we decided we would try something a little bit different for us and just bring a studio somewhere. And a friend of ours who runs a property management company in town, they were managing that property as a vacation rental. And so we asked him, you know, do you mind if we take it for a week or whatever? And it was a blast. It was a beautiful place, and we had a great time there.
Great. Yeah, it looks really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Tom Herbers, had you worked with him before? He's a guy that's worked with a lot of local musicians. You worked with him before?
Tom is our touring sound guy, actually, before he did this project with us, and still is. So we'd worked with him in that capacity, and he had worked on Palomino as well, but we didn't do any tracking with him, so it was our first time like recording with him, and it was great. He's a very, very talented person.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Could I interject something?
Yes, you absolutely can if you get closer to that microphone.
Like, you know, having come out on the road with us and really kind of knowing like our dynamic was really different. I mean, like, we would always kind of had friends recording us, like Rich Mattson's a friend, Eric Koskinen's a friend. But, you know, Tom kind of knew how we worked and really wasn't afraid to, like, kind of offer suggestions and stuff like that, which I thought was a different step and really kind of fun.
Cool. Nobody's credited as producing this album that I can see, though. He's the engineer, mm-hmm. but is there a producer or does that matter?
Well,
that,
you know,
that title?
It was really a collective effort. So we figured instead of, like, trying to name everybody who, you know, played that role in whatever capacity, we'd just leave it off because everybody did it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll chat a little bit more. What do you want to play next?
This is Alone. Come into the world alone. And you go out of the world alone. But in between is you and me. Oh,
That's Trampled by Turtles live from Studio A, another cut from their new album Stars and Satellites. That was Alone. And I love the arrangement of that song on the album. You know, it has kind of the slow start and then the way that it builds. And
thank you.
It's really really just a beautiful song. And the strings on that one are really nice. You had a guest on that one on cello, right?
Yeah. Yep. Amen. He plays in a band called Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels.
Oh, okay.
Who've been to Duluth a few times from Minneapolis. He was great.
Yeah. And then you also had some local guests in there singing with you, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It was cool to have. We were lucky to have a bunch of friends come out while we were recording. And, you know, on the property, there's actually what used to be a garage, and now it's a fully converted bar. So we would record, you know, until we were done, and then we had a bar to hang out at.
Wow.
Right there. I know, right?
That sounds really fun.
It was really fun, yeah.
And you didn't have to drive anywhere afterwards. So
no, exactly.
Even more fun. Yeah, even more fun.
Safer fun.
Did you go into, now, your last album, you actually kind of recorded in a few different places.
Right.
And this one you decided you wanted to kind of have a concentrated period of time in this one spot.
Mm-hmm.
And did you bring songs in, all of the songs in? Did you work on any in the studio, or did you have them kind of ready to go?
Well, the songs themselves were written with, you know, with the very basic structure, chords, mm-hmm. melody, and whatever. But then most of them, I mean, a couple of them we've played together before, but a lot of them we hadn't even, those like the first time we'd ever played them together was there. So it was a real... And luckily, it didn't really feel rushed either. It wasn't like, oh, here's a song. We have to arrange it really fast so we can record it. It was a real natural progression. And when we kind of got it to where we felt like we were comfortable, then we started to record it. And then, you know, all of it was within the first five takes or something with everything. So it was really relaxed.
Yeah, and that's great. And I've heard interviews, I think, and heard you saying, Eric, that, you know, you guys kind of like to capture that sort of freshness of those early takes. That is a thing that you really enjoy.
Yeah, that's true. There's something that happens after you play it 5, 6, 7, 8 times where...
Oh, we're having trouble hearing you there.
Something happens after you do it 5, 6, 7, 8 times where you can tell that you're, oh, this worked pretty good last time, I'll try it. Whereas, you know, the first couple of times you're just... Oh, this is a G chord. I'll play it like this. And, you know, there's a certain charm to it that I'm not going to say it goes away, but it changes.
Well, mm-hmm. I think that when you are learning a song, you're not thinking about what you're playing right then. You know, you're just kind of playing it. And while that's going on, a lot of times some really cool stuff happens that you wouldn't, if you were thinking, you know, you wouldn't do it. Or it wouldn't come to mind. It just happened because you were like absent-minded, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that a lot of times trying to capture that is really kind of magical because it never happens again, you know. By the time you're at like the fifth or sixth take, you're so worried about not screwing up so you don't have to start over again that you lose a little bit of the feeling you had in the song. So it was really cool to record these things right when they were born, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have an incredibly busy summer. It looks like you're playing just about every festival that there is. And I think a lot of them are new for you. Bonnaroo, is that first?
Yeah, yep. Bonnaroo's coming up. Newport Folk Festival.
Lollapalooza.
Yeah, a lot of really fun ones. We're really looking forward to it.
I love that you get to play, you know, a variety of festivals. Like, you know, last year you played Coachella, this year. Now, are you bummed that you didn't play this year and get to see the Tupac hologram?
Oh my God, I was so sad when I saw that happened. It would have been great to be there, but you know, you can't do them every year.
That's right. That's right.
I really wanted to just see Snoop and Dre together, which would have been fantastic anyway. And then, you know, they resurrect a guy on stage. It's amazing.
It's amazing. So which ones have been the most fun so far that you played, or are they all kind of fun, or are they not fun? I don't know. I've never played a festival. I have no idea.
They're all really fun, and you know, in completely different ways sometimes. But last year we did the Newport Folk Festival last year, and that was really great. Telluride Bluegrass Festival was definitely one of my favorites, and I mean, I loved the music there, but I could have probably not liked any of it and still had so much fun because of the setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like 10,000 people, fairly small festival, one stage, and you're in like 14,000 foot peaks in the Rockies, you know. And then the festival goes until, I don't remember what time, maybe 10 o'clock. And then all of the bars in town become venues and bands. All the bands that you saw on the main stage are playing at these tiny dive bars.
Wow.
It was really fun. But yeah, I mean, you know, the Coachellas and Bonnaroos of the world are these huge things. And those are fun for that reason. You see so many great bands. And then there's these little small festivals that are great just for a whole different reasons.
Mm-hmm. And what is it like playing at those bigger festivals? What's the difference in the energy between that and playing at a club or something where it's a little bit more intimate? What's the difference?
There is a difference there. But it's kind of hard to explain because a festival can be just as rowdy as a bar. It depends on when you play and where you are and who's there, you know? You know, sometimes you're out there during the middle of the day playing to people in lawn chairs, which is a lot different than playing at a club at night. But the great thing about all of that is that no matter what festival you're at or when you play at it, you're probably playing for people that wouldn't see you otherwise or that haven't heard of you until then, which is a really cool thing. And you meet, I mean, just the interaction between the bands is great. You know, you get to meet so many bands. And then once you're friends with these bands, sometimes those festivals are the only time you ever see them. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like they're little mini reunions, too.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, let's do one more. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
I'm going to do The Calm and the Crying Wind. In 1 second.
It's Trampled by Turtles live from Studio A, and they are playing tonight as part of the Homegrown Music Festival down there at Clyde Ironworks. And Equal Exchange is kicking the night off at 7 o'clock. Then it's Father Hennepin at 8 o'clock. Trampled takes the stage at 9 o'clock. And then there's also going to be music on the upper level after your show. With Gallus, Legitimate, and Charity Hewitt and the Summit Hill Band. So lots of fun stuff going on tonight.
All week.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Painted pistol. And all the cheap thrills and the worlds that collide and all the poets and all the pain pills. And the God on your side, well, it don't help you, it never will. We all get older and oh. Morning's peaceful, like it's always been. The calm and the crying wind, awkward and painful to wish for the end, cause the end it's gonna come, but baby I love you like I did back then. Like the west and the setting sun. And I ain't been sleeping, and I'm tired as hell. And I stare at the ceiling and talk to myself. the morning's peaceful, like it's always been. The calm and the crying wind,
Traveled by Turtles, live from Studio A. That is the song that ends their latest album, Stars and Satellites. The call, the calm and the crying wind on KUMD. Oh, one last question about the album, Dave, or anybody else who wants to chime in. You said on your website that that you wanted to step outside your comfort zone on this album. How do you feel like you did that?
I think the recording process, in and of itself, for me, was that. And it was like treating this record as one piece of work instead of stitched together songs, which I'd always kind of done in my head before. Like with Palomino, like you said, that we recorded it in a bunch of different studios, and it was more about each song in particular finding the right place for that. And this time around, it was more trying to make one thing, and work on the little pieces of it, but have them all, you know, in the same place, in the same, with the same person recording it on the same reels of tape, you know, that's really what a record is supposed to be in the, you know, like the definition of it. But it was the first time I really went into it with that attitude.
Did that go into the song selection as well? Did you kind of try to?
Yeah. I mean, we only left one song out.
Oh, okay.
It was more than maybe the order was part of that for sure. But I think just the material that we had, is, you know, it just, this was the material we had, so this was already like a group of work, so it was really just finding out how to record it to make it feel like it.
Okay. So excited to have you guys back for Homegrown. Dave,
yeah,
Carroll,
we
haven't heard from you yet. Are you gonna partake in much Homegrown?
Yes, I am.
Anything you're particularly looking forward to?
Well,
suppose you got to be careful.
Thursday night, Soup Town night, always fun. But my other band, Too Many Banjos, is playing Saturday night.
That's right.
Pizza Luce at 12:30.
Yeah. Now I hear that your partner in crime there, Mark Gartman, is moving away. So
yep.
Is Too Many Banjos going to be able? I suppose you're always on the road anyway, so you probably can get together with him anywhere.
Resurrect.
Yeah. Really? So yep. You think you will survive him moving to wherever the heck he's moving to?
I think I will.
That's good. And Dave Simonette, you released an album with your other band.
Yeah, Dead Man Winter.
Past year.
Right.
So have you been doing, I suppose right now you don't have time to do anything with
busy,
them.
A little busy with this one right now,
yeah.
But recording, I'm working on another record, mm-hmm. kind of when I can, and we've got a couple shows lined up.
Great. And you guys kind of have a few days of downtime right now, right, which is nice.
Yeah, it's nice to spend it in Duluth.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to seeing you out and about maybe at the Homegrown Music Festival, and have a great show tonight.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
And thanks again for coming in. That is Trampled by Turtles, live from Studio A. Today's session was produced by me, Christine Dean, and Chris Harwood, with help from Cameron Flackney, and with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT. Energy Plus, and the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.